जय राधमाधव कुंज बिहारे,
द फॉलोइंग इज अ क्लास बाय हिज होलीनेस गोपाल कृष्ण गोस्वामी महाराज ऑन श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 6 वर्स नंबर 2 delivered on 26th of July 2015 in Toronto, Canada.
Gopi jana bala bha Yuvara dhari भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Prabhupada, when he established the Buddhist Sun Temple in New York, he introduced a Sunday program that gives all of us a chance to associate with devotees and to visit the temple. So we have the Sunday program all over the world, and it's a wonderful opportunity to associate with devotees. Today we're going to read two verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, as you know, presents the highest philosophy and the teachings of the Krishna Consciousness Movement are based on two main books, Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. The Srimad Bhagavatam has 12 cantos, 18,000 verses, and it virtually has acknowledged every topic, science, economics, political, family life. So we're going to read two verses from the Bhagavatam and then discuss it. We have limited time because this program was on the 7:30. So we'll be a little far. The text one from Canto 7, chapter 14. One, Yudhishthira inquired from the Narada Muni, O my Lord, O great sage, kindly explain how we who are staying at home, not knowledge of the goal of life, may also easily attain liberation according to the instruction of the Creator. So now Yudhishthira Maharaj is inquiring from the sage, who? Narada Muni. Narada Muni, as you know, is one of the Mahajans, the spiritual authorities. And Narada Muni always shows up at the right time and the right place. Yudhishthira Maharaj actually is self-realized, he has knowledge. But for our benefit, he's inquiring. And I believe that most of the devotees sitting in the audience all live at home, am I right? All of you live at home?
Yes.
And all of you want to continue to live at home? You want to live in the temple? Okay, stay at home. You want me to stay at home. But this person is actually, this question is on your behalf. So now the Lord Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking this question on behalf of the devotees of Toronto Temple. Now the Lord is inquiring, please explain how those of us who are staying at home without knowledge of the goal of life may easily attain liberation. And this liberation has to be obtained based on the instruction of the Veda. The Veda means, the word Veda means knowledge. And the Vedic scriptures present eternal knowledge. This is not knowledge that is meant for people of one country, one community, or for a specific year or time. It's not a dharma, it's eternal. Just like the Bhagavad Gita that we read. This knowledge was first spoken to the Son of God millions of years ago. But over time, knowledge has lost, recognize Arjuna, I saw the years ago. So this question that the Yudhishthira has raised is very important. As the nature of devotees of the Lord, so ask questions for the uplifting of society. So now the Muni is replying to this question. Want to hear the reply?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yes.
But if you don't want to hear, I want to read it. Do you want to hear?
Yes.
Will you follow it?
Yes.
Oh, that's very good. Glad to be here. Okay. Now the Muni replied, my dear king, Yudhishthira was a king. My dear king, those who stay at home as householders must act to earn their livelihood. And instead of trying to enjoy the results of their work themselves, they should offer these results to Krishna, Vasudeva. How to satisfy Vasudeva in this life can be perfectly understood to the association of great devotees of the Lord. We'd like to repeat after me the translation.
Go ahead.
Yeah? Now the Muni replied. Loudly. The big feast of reading all of you, in case you're hungry. My dear king.
Those
who stay at home. Instead of trying, the results of their work themselves, they should offer the results. Krishna, Vasudeva. How do you satisfy Vasudeva? In this life, can be perfectly understood.
Perfectly understood.
With the association of great devotees of the Lord. So Radha Muni is replying. The first point he says that those who stay at home must earn their livelihood. Isn't that good advice? Sometimes people get scared. They say, oh, if I become a Hare Krishna devotee, then I will lose interest in my job. Then I may not be inspired to continue working. I want to work and get to the job of the ladder. No problem. So here you have some authoritative advice. Those who stay at home must work to earn their livelihood, because you need money to maintain them, alright? Canada is a social state to some extent. You have free medical, but you don't have in most parts of the world. But it's not a complete social free state. It's not like we don't want us to be maintained. You have to work in the areas of business. So this is exactly what Narada Muni is saying. He's saying, those who live at home, they naturally have to earn their livelihood. But if you want to earn your livelihood, next question is, what do you do with that before you earn? That's a logical question. Obviously, you have to maintain yourself. You can pay your rent, maintain his mortgages, etc. But then you should also, with your livelihood, serve the Supreme Lord. It's like in economics you read that for any organization, you need four things to run the organization. What are they? The economics rules?
Capital, land.
Land, labor, capital, and organization. Prabhupada discusses these points in the Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada says, these four ingredients are needed to run any material organization, and they're also needed to run a spiritual organization. So what Narada Muni is saying, still in the shade room, naturally have to earn their livelihood. But in addition to maintaining themselves, they should also meditate how they can serve the Lord with their efforts. Now, how do you get this knowledge? How can I serve the Lord? How do you get this knowledge? There are two types of knowledge. One is material knowledge, the other is spiritual knowledge. Material knowledge you get by going to schools, colleges. Most of you have been, you know, or are studying. But you also need spiritual knowledge, right? The very reason why you come to the temple, attend the class. How many of you attend the class every Sunday? Okay. Attend the class on Sunday then because you are hankering for spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge has to be obtained A, through the scriptures, which is known as Shastra. Shastra means words of God, and as it has been explained, the Shastras have flawless knowledge. That knowledge is not subject to mistakes, not subject to time restrictions. Shastra means the words of God. Then this Shastric knowledge comes through a chain of mystical succession known as sadhanas. And then ultimately it gets delivered by the spiritual teacher or a representative of the spiritual teacher or a representative of the mystical succession. So in other words, if you associate with saintly people, then you'll be reminded about the goal of human life. And all of you who are present here, when you come to ISKCON temples around the world, to the ISKCON society and temples, virtually in every corner of the globe, and all over the world, people are perfecting their lives by spiritual association. So spiritual association is a must if you want to make spiritual advancement. In the scriptures it is said, even if you have the opportunity to associate with a saintly person, for a fraction of a second, your spiritual life changes. We saw how Prabhupada established in this one society. This year we're celebrating the golden jubilee of Prabhupada sailing from India to come to the West. We discussed this topic in a lecture yesterday. Prabhupada gave his association, and through his association, he was able to inspire others. After sharing Krishna consciousness in Canada, in North America, and Europe, Prabhupada wanted to save the people of the Iron Curtain. Those days the war was divided in Eastern Bloc and Western Bloc. The Iron Curtain included those communistic states, solitude in Eastern Europe, etc. So Prabhupada was meditating constantly how to go to the Soviet Union. He managed to get an invitation, managed to get a visa for 5 days. And he flew to Moscow for 5 days, stayed in a hotel with two of his secretaries. One of the secretaries met a Russian youth with name at that time was Anatoly. And he was able to inspire him to come and meet Prabhupada. Prabhupada, in 2 days, educated him about the whole philosophy and taught him how to cook, how to write the papers further. And before leaving, he was initiated. And because Papa knew he won't be able to come back to this country, and told him, now you start preaching. And Papa trained him how to preach. He started giving his association. Started preaching with a new degree. For him, he had 5 days training and 4 days training maximum. But in 4 days, he got trained up. He started going house to house. Started preaching in the yoga groups. He started preaching. And now, The moment is spread to every corner of the former Soviet Union. The thousands and thousands of devotees all chanting 16 rounds. That's why spiritual association. So there's so many examples. I'm sure all of you feel also that when you come to the temple, talk to devotees, listen to devotees, you feel spiritually rejuvenated, am I right? And if you don't associate with devotees, it's a painful experience. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you read about Lord Chaitanya's tour of southern India. Lord Chaitanya was going on the tour of southern India, and he had just converted a staunch impersonalist called Sarvabhaumacharya to the path of personalism. So the Lord is indebted to his devotees. So he took permission from his devotees and proceeded on a tour of southern India. He was advised ahead of time that when he's in South India, he's going to meet a great devotee called Ramananda Roy. Ramananda Roy at that time was working as a governor of a rich of a kingdom in North South India, and that was linked to King Satyabruta. Lord Chaitanya met Ramananda Roy on the banks of the river Godavari, and he asked him many questions. We don't have the time to discuss all of them. One of the questions he asked is, what is the most painful experience for the devotee? What's the most painful experience? And Ramananda Roy in response was, apart from separation from devotees of Krishna, I know of no unbearable pain. Just like sometimes you have pain, and you say, I want to get rid of this pain. One of the most lucrative branches of medicine today is what they call pain management. There's a whole medical program now where you get trained in pain management. So I was talking to a doctor who specializes in pain management. I said, pain is pain, how do you manage pain? But they have a whole program on how to give different medicines. So Ramananda Roy said, being separated from devotees of Krishna results in unbearable pain. So therefore, devotees hanker for spiritual association. So if you remain in spiritual association, then you'll always be reminded about the goal of life, what I should be doing. We're all asking questions. You read any newspaper, it's full of interviews. To listen to news on any TV channel, you see questions and answers. So we're all asking questions and obtaining answers. But we should be asking questions, how can I free myself How can I free myself from the cycle of birth and death? Just like this morning, we were speaking on teaching about Kapila. And Devahuti's mother inquired, she said, please enlighten me. How can I free myself from the entanglement of birth and death? Parikshit Maharaj, the emperor of the world, was cursed to die at the end of 7 days. Usually, when we get information, we have a terminal disease, we get scared, isn't it? So Parikshit Maharaj, he could have counteracted the curse, but he did not venture to do that. He accepted the curse as a blessing, and he invited all the great sages and told them, one is about to die, how should he prepare? Good question. Are we all in this assembly going to die?
No.
Sure. There's no insurance plan that saves you from that. No. That's not. Of course, a scientist keep hoping and promising. Isn't it day may come when you may be able to overcome death. But so far they haven't succeeded. So we're all going to die. We're all going to get old. Krishna says the two characteristics of material existence. One is the Kalayana, the other is the Shashvatana. No one can escape misery, whether you're young, whether you're a poor man or a rich man. Prabhupada was once in America, and Prabhupada was preaching. At that time, America was at the height of its glory, and India was at the bottom, economically. So there was a journalist who asked Prabhupada, what message do you have for us? You don't know a poor country and I'm a rich man. We are a rich country, richest country in the world. You come from a poor country. So what message are you going to give us? The Prabhupada said, I may be from a poor country, and you may be from a rich country. But one thing is common to both of us. And the man was really curious. What is in common between poor India and rich America? And so he said, well, what is that? Prabhupada said, the death rate in both the countries is 100%. So, the death rate everywhere is 100%, isn't it? It's not even 99.9999. It's 100%. But Krishna says, the Kalayana, birth, death, disease, old age. Does anyone like disease, frankly, tell me? No, some people like it. The doctors love it. The hospital owners love it. The pharmaceutical managers, manufacturers love it. I once asked a doctor how his business. He said, bad. I said, why is it bad? He said, this is the healthy season, people don't fall sick. So, we don't like disease. But some people like it. Does anyone like old age? Now we have all these old age anti-aging shops, but all they can do is delay the appearance of old age. They can't stop old age, can they? And does anyone like that? No one likes that. But that's not it. If we're just these four types of miseries, it may not have been such a bad bargain. But there are three other types of miseries added to it. What are they? Miseries caused by the mind, other entities, and mentality. Just like right now, there's a drought in many parts of the world, in North America. I was in California recently. Severe drought. Maybe that lives in California. Severe drought. You can't even water your grass.
Very dry.
Very dry. I was told that every few months the water utility rates are going up. Government wants to discourage you. British Columbia, same problem, lack of water, and the grass is turning brown. Prairies, the same thing. So, material nature strikes everywhere, not just in third world countries, it even strikes in first world countries. So Krishna says, make plans to get out of here. Come back. Krishna is inviting us. The Bhagavad Gita, through the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is giving us an invitation. What's the invitation Krishna is giving us? Come to me. Come back to me. Don't waste your time in this world. It's a world that's called Taloka. And there's nothing but misery. And what is the spiritual world called? Where there is no misery at all. So by associating with devotees, you will understand the importance of preparing to liberation. But the good thing is, Krishna doesn't say, scriptures don't say, if you want to become Krishna conscious, if you abandon your family, abandon your job, abandon your profession, no. In the 7th canto of Bhagavatam, Narada Muni explains how a brahmachari should live. Brahmachari means the celibate order. How a householder should live. just like the two verses I read, they have a chapter entitled Idol Family Life. So Bhagavatam encourages idol family life with God at the center. So spiritual association is necessary. Rupa Goswami basically explains Adhoshada Tata Sadhu. Initially, there must be the desire in the heart that I want to pursue spiritual life. I want some information. How can I progress? How can I achieve the goal of life? And the Lord is in the heart, just like if you're passing through a garden, you can smell the fragrance of the flower and identify the flower, alright? So, some devotees are expert in identifying the flavor of the incense you're burning. So the Lord identifies what's that desire. He is reciting in the heart. And when he sees that someone is sincerely desirous of searching for the genuine cause of human life, then he guides you to the appropriate association. This association is realized through a sadhu. A sadhu means a saintly person, or someone who at least knows what should be the goal of human life. Someone who is practicing it. So if you associate with a sadhu, then the sadhu will tell you what you should do. Namely, chanting Hare Krishna, that we always tell you. Do we always tell you to chant Hare Krishna? Yes. Always?
Yes.
Yes, because that's the process for the sake. Prabhupada used to explain, just like for every disease, there's a different medicine, am I right? It's not that you go to a pharmacy, close your eyes, pick up any medicine, but this is my medicine. Every disease has a specific medicine. So similarly, every age has a specific process of self-realization. And in this age, the process is chanting the names of the Lord. So if you meet a genuine sadhu, I can tell you, please chant the holy names of the Lord. Please read the Bhagavatam Gita, social devotees. And when you do that, what happens? What happens when you do that? What happens?
Become blissful, purified.
Your analysis can weaken up. We have analysis in the heart. As Prabhupada used to say, our heart is more black than a coal. You know how black a coal is? So you have your fair skin from outside and inside your black skin. Yeah. Unmature desire. And last time we see that we hate it, etc. Because of this, we don't turn this way to life. But as you chant, they can wake it up. Just like we take medicine, the body begins to get recovered. And as you recover, you develop determination. Many times the devotees ask, how can I be determined? How can I get determination to put this spiritual life? You can get determination by following this process. And then you keep following this process. Eventually, you get, what do you get? Love of God. This is all starts with spiritual association. So to progress spiritually, we need spiritual association in the beginning, we need spiritual association in the middle, and we need spiritual association in the end. And if you have this spiritual association, you'll be blissful. You'll always be on the right track. You'll be safe from getting on the wrong track. And you'll be able to achieve the goal of life. So this Krishna conscious movement, as Prabhupada said, presents a pure path of true happiness. Sri Krishna said, Nasa Vidam Svata Gati Vivishnu. People do not know real happiness can be found. But all of you who are situated here, those who regularly come to Islam and those who are connected to Islam, you know that if you want real happiness, you have to take a devotional service. That's why you're here. We want to bless you. Please continue. Take this process very seriously. Time and time, people know. As the Bible says, there is danger at every step. The true and false. Is there any insurance company that can sell you a policy guaranteed that your death won't come beyond this day? Prabhupada was giving sannyas to a young American. And there was a man in the audience who told Prabhupada, giving sannyas to such a young American. The Delhi people think sannyas means strict renunciation of family, etc. And he said, he said, sannyas should only be given to old people. The property at that time was about 75, 80, and this individual was a lot younger. But he said, sannyas should only be given to old people. The Prabhupada questioned him, can you guarantee that your death will not come before me? He was less than half his age. And so he was saying, sannyas should only give to old people. The Prabhupada said, can you guarantee that your death will not come before me? He said, no. The Prabhupada said, then you're also old. So we are all old. You like to believe in me, huh? We are all old at any moment. We can die. So please take on this process. And the Srimad is going to explain that in the program. So we want to thank you for coming here. We want to request you to come here every Sunday. You should make it a point. Every Sunday I must go to the Hare Krishna temple on every road. How many of you come to the temple every Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. But it really shows to me that about 25% of the audience today comes every Sunday. And how many of you come at least twice a month? And three times a month? Once a month? Occasionally? As I can see that you're a star, you know. So I won't embarrass you with this. Okay. What I like to request is all of you, please make it a point to come every Sunday to the temple. When you come to the temple, have darshan of the deities, take part in the aarti, listen to the lecture, and what's the final event? Today was a fast day, no? Okay, sir. And after Shabbat, you feel spiritually rejuvenated, and you get reminded of the goal of life. So please take this process seriously, and be happy. And this is the path of true happiness. Hare Krishna.
5 minutes.
After that, I'll do the last
one. You want to announce this effort?
After you speak.
Okay.
After you speak.
Good. This doesn't work. Let me have that. I'll give it back.
Oh, you give it
back. Yeah, it's not working.
Go by the way.
Yeah, I don't need this.
It's on
there.
So it
is.
Hare Krishna.
So Maharaj spoke so nicely, quoting from the Bhagavatam, about the need for every one of us to cultivate Krishna consciousness, no matter what situation we're in. And most of you, of course, are living at home. But still the imperative is there for every human being to move toward perfection, which is breaking free from the bonds of birth and death and returning back home, back to Godhead. So the special benediction of this age is that for doing that, Krishna has come, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us this chanting of the holy name, especially congregational chanting of the holy name, which we can do anytime, any place. And so therefore, in my limited time, I'm going to give you the first of the Shikshastaka. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not write very much, although he taught extensively to his disciples, such as Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, and they provided books which now provide the essence of the books of the Hare Krishna movement. But he did write 8 verses, and they're known as Shikshastaka, 8 verses of instruction on the chanting of the holy name. So if you'll permit me, I'll share with you the first verse, which nicely summarizes all the benefits of that chanting. And that's why I want to use the other mic. And then I'll give you my little English poem, and then Maharaj will wind up. He has some special nectar to share. Better if I stand up. So those of you who are regulars, you can chant with me. Chaito da pranamarjanam bhava mahadabhakti nirvapanam Shri Ankaidu chandrika vatamanam vidyabhu jivanam Anandam vivardhanam pranipatam purnamita swaham Sarvatma sabaram padam vijayati Shri Krishna chantirtanam. All glories to the chanting of Shri Krishna's holy names, which easily extinguishes samsara's blazing flames by polishing the lust-encrusted mirror of the heart. That chanting is the waxing moon that knows the secret art of causing the white lotus of good fortune to unfurl its petals far and wide throughout this bleak and blighted world. Of transcendental knowledge, which will take us to life's goal, the chanting of the name of Krishna is the life and soul. The ocean of ecstatic bliss runs far beyond its bounds, wherever Krishna's merciful and mystic name resounds. Indeed, whenever Krishna's names are sung in congregation, at every step one tastes a joy that knows no limitation. So hear with great attention, as I earnestly request, please chant Sri Krishna's holy name and be supremely blessed. The soothing nectar of the name will bathe your consciousness, bestow pure love for Krishna, and eradicate distress. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Sweet. So, Navina Prabhu has been working in Prabhupada's books for the last 40 years?
42.
43 years. He was gathering books. Prabhupada gave a lot of stress to book production. Book distribution. Inspection master told him, Krishna gives you the facility, print and distribute books. Prabhupada first published Srimad Bhagavatam Part 1, then Part 2, then Part 3. These 3 volumes he translated and published in India. And Prabhupada arrived in New York in 65, established his fund in 66, and he resumed, he never stopped his translation work. He would get up in the night at 10 o'clock and start translating, mostly translate in the morning. And he worked day and night. He would be traveling all over the world. He never stopped his translation work. In his last few months on the planet, Prabhupada was physically weak, as you heard yesterday. But even in that weak condition, he did not stop his translation work. Why? He wanted these books to save humanity. These books present authoritative knowledge given by the Lord and explained by the great Acharya, the spiritual teacher. And these books give us pure knowledge that is very necessary. Bhakti Siddhanta used to say, if there's always a shortage of anything on the planet, it is this knowledge about God. So Prabhupada labored hard, and during his stay on the planet, he circled the globe 11 times. And he translated nearly 100 books in the English language, and including the Srimad Bhagavatam, which he translated and then gave it back to, and then the work was continued by his followers. And he gave us guidance to print in this book. At the same time, he wanted us to study these books. It would be pleased to know that the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the ripened fruit of Vedic knowledge, has been translated in almost every major language of the world. The Prabhupada books are now available in over 75 languages of the world. The Srimad Bhagavatam has information and guidance on virtually every subject, every science and religion, like you read about ideal family life. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is very auspicious. So, and this is available in most languages of the world. How many of you have the Srimad Bhagavatam set? And all of you are reading it regularly? And I said yesterday, I wanted a Bhagavatam to give a class on my American tour. And I picked up a book from Bodhi's house. And the Bhagavatam was really so packed up that it was heavy. So obviously, if you have these Bhagavatam sets, you also make it a point to read it. In this concept, we have the Bhagavatam reading every morning. Now, the temple has a goal. The goal is to distribute 108 sets of the Srimad Bhagavatam this year. Good goal, isn't it? Different temples are taking on different projects to celebrate the golden jubilee of Prabhupada's departure. As I explained yesterday, Prabhupada departed from India and all the study in 1965. So the temple shrine is with 108 sets this year. And how many have they done so far? How many have they done?
40.
And then about 40, and I'm sure that many of you are responsible for the 40 that have been done. So we wanted to request everyone, those who don't have the set, to please take a Srimad Bhagavatam set. And these sets now, in addition to English, they're also available in the Tamil, Gujarati, Telugu. These sets are available in almost every Indian language. I always need to be repeated for him, but he says it available in virtually every Indian language. So if you order and send it in any language, just as it's in Galikushuradamon, in his binary, there are various ways how these sets can be purchased. Wow. You can purchase them in English or these other languages, and I believe the sets that you derive. But you may want to distribute sets in India to your relatives and friends. Can we do that? You may want to distribute sets in any of Europe. And even that can be arranged. You can reach it on the Montreal and tell them, and you can arrange that. So we wanted to request those that don't have the sets to please take a set. There's a special prize. Best is if you pay outright $349. A small amount, isn't it? But if you don't want to do that anymore, you can't do it, then you can take 12 convenient monthly installments, $33 a month. And the special feature of this is the devotees of the temple will come and install these sets in our house. Then I saw these sets by doing special prayers, kirtan, and top boxes. There's another bonus. The devotees are so keen that you'll have these sets. These sets are so powerful. Just having them in your house
going to make your whole house more auspicious. And if you read it, then it's going to be 10 times more auspicious. And the special point is that a 1-year complimentary subscription to the Bhakti Cottage magazine delivered to your home every 2 months.
Pretty good.
So, we wanted to request those who do not have the sense. Those who have the sense can also take the sense again and give a gift to your friends, relatives, etc. If you want to give a gift to your friends and relatives, this is the best gift you can give. These Prabhupada said, these Bhagavatam are so powerful. Even if you read one verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, your life will change. Even if you touch these books, you benefit. So, we would humbly request those who do not have the sense to please take the sense, and those who have the sense can also take the sense and distribute to their friends and relatives. So this is a humble request. How many of you would like to? Is anyone aware of the Srimad Bhagavatam? So how many of you would like to take sets? And
the order of the set?
You can order it of the
set? Yes.
Then you can say.
As a special feature today, the Srimad Bhagavatams that are purchased by the devotees, you can see the beautiful display that's been set up, looking very beautiful. Maharaj has agreed that any devotees who get a Bhagavatam set today for either your family or for friends, they'll personally sign the inside of the Bhagavatam with a personal message for you and your family. So please take advantage of
the Bhagavatam. Would you read the
book for Sai Krishna?
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, you can think about it. I agree.
Thank you for listening to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. For more information, please visit gkgoswami.com.